T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Listen, you gotta relax. You all have to take a step back and stop this craziness. It's nonsense. It's like, you're so predictable in your sheep-like reactions. Wah! The Yankees didn't sign anybody yet. Wah! The Yankees are asleep at the wheel. When have the Yankees not done something that makes you happy? Year after year after year, the New York Yankees make a move, and you guys all do the same thing. You spend 3 days burying Brian Cashman, talking about how cheap Hal Steinbrenner is, and then you come on Wednesday and go, my bad, my bad. Good job, Brian. I guess the Yankees had a plan. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, kid?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I know. All Met fans should be excellent, but this anti-Yankee crap, you know, Malusa's standing there at a heart attack at 10 o'clock this morning. I was worried about him. I called it to make sure he didn't pass out. Like, you guys, like, it's fascinating to me. Give the Mets credit. Steve Cohen and the Mets did what they had to do, what they should have done. They went out and spent a whole bunch of money. That was the promise of Steve Cohen being the owner.
They're also further away from winning.
Yeah, so I applaud that, right? Like, they didn't make the playoffs last year. They were under 500 last year. They went out, they got a starting center fielder, a corner outfielder, and, of course, the best pitcher available in all of baseball, Max Scherzer, to their credit. But for Yankee fans, not all of you, of course, to turn what the Mets did into a referendum on the Yankees' incompetence is a joke. It's an absolute joke. The New York Yankees, maybe not to the level you've wanted the last year or two, but the New York Yankees have never sat still. They didn't sit still at the trade deadline this past year. It didn't work out, but they made multiple moves. So the notion that the Yankees are asleep at the wheel, the notion that they're not willing to go past the luxury tax, whatever that number ultimately is once they the lockout is figured out, the notion that the Yankees aren't going to compete, like, shut up. It's embarrassing. Like, you've embarrassed yourselves is what you've done here today. The Yankees lost a wild card game last year. I know it's unacceptable. I get that. They're not the Mets. They're in the playoffs every year. But to look at what the Mets did and use that as some weird, again, I'll use the same word twice, I don't like doing that, referendum on the Yankees as a franchise is comical.
I think you're mostly right, but Corey Seager signing with Texas, a guy who a lot of Yankee fans, not all, but a lot of Yankee fans looked at and said, that's my number one target. You can be annoyed about that.
But here's the let me stop you on that.
Is that not fair?
No, it's not fair. Here's why.
Okay.
Here's why.
Why?
Because let the thing play itself
out. I agree with that
part. I do. Just because Joe Blow thought that Seager was the guy he wanted.
Yes.
And I'm just playing this out. What if the Yankees want Correa?
I understand.
What if the Yankees wanted Trevor Story?
And they're both still out there.
Right. So they haven't signed yet, right? So my feeling is the Yankees rarely let us down when it comes to making moves that on paper makes them a better team. Haven't they earned the right for us to wait and see what they do?
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
No, you're right from that aspect that this offseason is not over. Even when the lockout starts in a day and a half, the offseason is not over.
Right.
There are still going to be a lot of elite-level free agents available. There is no trade market right now. I think once the lockout ends, there's going to be a hot trade market.
I do, too.
Whether it's a guy like Matt Olson or whomever that will become available. So when you say to the Yankee fan, hey, look, this may be a long couple of months, because I'm not guaranteeing you the Yankees are making a move in the next day or two, and you may have to sit there for 2 months and stew and say, we didn't get Corey Seager. We didn't get this guy. I agree with you overall that you have to let this offseason play out before we determine what Hal Steinbrenner is willing to spend and grading the Yankee offseason.
Yeah.
I agree, but as it's happening, like as this offseason is occurring, I do think it's okay to say, hey guys, I wanted Corey Seager.
That's fine.
I thought he was perfect for this team. We didn't get Corey Seager. I'm disappointed.
But that doesn't mean that the Yankees had Corey Seager at the top of their shortstop list. So like, let it play out. And yes, it appears like, unless something happens today, I would think,
right,
or early tomorrow, I would think that, yeah, it's going to suck, man. You're going to wait.
You're going to have to wait. Yes.
All right?
And
that's
the thing you're going to have to get used to. And I remember saying this to Met fans, as a Met fan, saying, boy, the Mets have to give me at least one big move going into the lockout just for my mental sanity. And I'm sure there are some Yankee fans that feel that way. But you have to ask yourself a question as a Yankee fan. Are you going to be okay with this offseason when it all plays out if they don't end up with one of the elite-level shortstops?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
But that's not on the table just yet.
No, it's not, because Correa hasn't signed.
And Story hasn't signed.
I completely agree. Okay. I just want to know if the bar has changed.
So here, to me, if the Yankees get Correa and it doesn't happen until February, they got Correa.
Of course.
And I'm not saying they
of
will.
Course.
I'm just saying that, like, you know, the Mets did what the Mets had to do. That's got nothing to do with the Yankees. The Mets have not been a successful franchise for a very, very long time. No disrespect. While the Yankees are always involved in the postseason, granted, 12 years without a title or even an appearance, but they're always in it, right? So to compare what the Mets did to what the Yankees have not done is a joke.
But Craig, for years, we as Met fans,
yourselves today.
We as Met fans have done the exact same thing.
Yeah. Okay, but now you've got the owner willing to do it.
No, but you're missing the point. We play in the same town. Fair or not, Met fans compare themselves to the Yankees, and for the very first time, some, not all Yankee fans, are going to compare themselves to the Mets.
I guess.
That's the reality of being in this town.
Fascinates me. The nonstop, oh my God, like the sky is
falling. I want to make this clear, and I want you to make it clear.
What are you guys doing?
Make it clear, Craig. You still have the same high standard about that by the time we get to spring training or opening day,
yep,
either Trevor Story or Carlos Correa is on this team.
Yes.
And if they're not, you will be pissed.
If they're not, that show the next day will be different.
Fair enough.
But I'm going to give the New York Yankees a little wiggle room here. I'm going to give Brian Cashman some wiggle room. I'm going to give Hal Steinbrenner some wiggle room. All right? If Correa and Story are gone, and the Yankees come into next season with some cockamamie idea for
Isaiah Kiner Falefel.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Andrew Tolsimmons.
And if and when that happens, they will hear from Yankee fans, me included. But you guys, not you obviously, but hearing our callers and Moose and all that stuff, I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, people that are pissed at the Yankees. Why? Because the Mets went out and got Max Scherzer?
Well, I also think there's
Should the Yankees have given Max Scherzer years of $130?
No, but I think there are Yankee fans concerned. That they're not going to spend $300 million on Correa.
Okay, when the Yankees fail me in an offseason, I'll let you know.
No, that's fair. I think you're very fair to say, let
crazy.
The offseason be completed before I bury them for being cheap.
Yeah, now,
you're right.
If you want to say as a Yankee fan, wow, 4 years, $78 million for Marte, I would have done that deal as a Yankee franchise. I respect that. I get that part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But let's be honest. Starling Marte, as good a signing as it is for the Mets, Starling Marte is not making you moist if you're a New York Yankee.
Oh, I disagree.
He's not making
you better.
Moist.
Really?
You want a shortstop.
Well, no, hold on.
Shortstop's
the key.
There's
center fielder. I agree shortstop's the key. I'm not disagreeing with that. But their center fielder on opening day 2022 is home.
I don't know.
It's Aaron Hicks.
That's probably right. You're right.
And the problem that the Yankee fans are going to have with Aaron Hicks is he has shown no track record of his ability to stay healthy. I actually like Aaron Hicks as a player. I defend him. but he can't. He doesn't stay healthy.
No, you're right.
And so the Yankee fan views Aaron Hicks as, hey, if he stays healthy, great, but I can't rely on it. So the odds are Aaron Hicks is going to get hurt. And the odds are Brett Gardner is going to find his way back on this one.
Don't tell me that. He opted out.
No good.
And then they'll sign him.
So, and I will say this.
So Marte would have been a good fit for the Yankees. Yeah, I said this year, the day after the season ended.
I'm not getting moist over it.
It would have been a good move.
Yeah, all right.
And by the way, if you're going to go stopgap at shortstop because you believe in your future at that position led by Volpe, you could have gotten away with it more if you added a Starling Marte and then added a good first baseman, which they still may do at first base and probably will do. So I don't think they're going to sign Correa or Story. Now, you're on the record as saying you'll be pissed off if they don't.
If they don't, we'll have some problems.
If they don't, it would have made sense to say, all right, we don't want to spend $300 million on Correa. Okay. Let's go get the best center fielder out there in Starling Marte.
Fair enough.
That's why I disagree that him being out there did make sense for the Yankees.
Well, listen, we'll get into it with you. A lot of other things as well, including the shocker of all shockers, Brian Kelly leaving Notre Dame to go to LSU. I know we don't do a lot of college football here, but I got to tell you, that one I didn't see coming. I didn't see Lincoln Riley leaving Oklahoma to go to USC either, but I don't care all that much. But Brian Kelly turning his back on the Irish in a year in which they actually could get into the playoffs.
Yeah, there's a realistic possibility they're in the college
and
football playoff again.
And LSU for $100 million. Wow. We'll get into that with you. We got some gambling stuff for you. Got some Tiger Woods stuff for you. And later in the show, yes, we will break down and get ready for it. Feels like it's not as highly anticipated as it would have been, to be fair, 6 weeks ago. But it's still highly anticipated. Tonight, the New York Knickerbockers, the Brooklyn Nets, let's get it going. We'll get into that later on tonight as well. We got lots cooking all the way to 6:30. I've ordered my Vietnamese soup, so I'm going to be rocking and rolling with
That's
you as well.
That's what you got?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. I asked you guys. You guys said you're not hungry.
No, I said let's get prosciutto.
No.
That's what I said.
And I said, are you hungry? You said, no, not really.
I said, I'd eat prosciutto.
No, I don't. I got 2 pounds of prosciutto last week.
You didn't give us any of it.
That's right. That's right.
You can't brag about I brought in a bunch of prosciutto.
I had all
you
of it.
Didn't offer any of us.
I had
any of
all that prosciutto. I had 2 pounds of prosciutto from Parati's and Far Hills.
You know what?
And let me tell you something. I ate all 2 pounds.
Well, I got
of
good
it.
News, Big Mac and Loogie. Not for Craig. I actually have some prosciutto in
what?
My refrigerator.
What?
So if you guys want some prosciutto.
How old is it?
From 3 days ago.
Oh, okay. That's serviceable.
Well, too bad. Not for you.
Bring it on in.
Not for you.
We got lots cooking. 877-337-6666. We'll get all your calls. Mets still regaling in the Scherzer signing. What's coming next? Not Avi Baez. As we told you on this show, he was not getting a long-term deal from the Mets. So he gets one from the Tigers, and he'll go to Detroit, and that's the end of him.
And that's good news for the Yankees, because you now have eliminated the Tigers from the Correa hunt. So if you're the Yankees hoping for Correa's price tag to come down, eliminate Detroit. Throw him off the list. And the Mets are not pursuing Correa.
No.
I think that was the best-case scenario from the Yankees standpoint.
Hello? Hello? Okay, I'll be right down. Thank you. Yeah, I'm coming down.
You're not coming down.
All right,
thank
you.
You're going to tell Loogie to go down.
Oh, Tommy, if you could go get my Vietnamese soup, I'd appreciate it, buddy.
Loogie actually left the studio before you were done with the phone call. He was so trained. He's like a dog. It's like he knows when he's going to be fed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.